Okay, so we're going to do now a new sugya. Sugya Bechadash. Okay, so it's really to Gemara, Mishnah, Samachas, and Alpha, Menachos. But maybe let's just do some Sefer Chinuch, just to get some background. Okay, just a little bit. So there's basically two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Shin Beis and Sefer Chinuch. It's a mitzvah, Karban HaOmer, Shal Sa'orim, Yom Shein, Shal Pesach. So it's called the Karban HaOmer, brought a barley. It's a mincha, and it's brought in the second day of Pesach. Okay, so it says Shanakar v'yom sheni shel Pesach. Okay, fine. It says the kisavol aretz. Fine. So let me just read a little bit about what's the. Just want to read the Shoshan mitzvah actually. Okay, it's called Minchas Bikurim. So the rest of he talks about the Shoshan mitzvah. He says Kadesh nisbonin mitoch ha'maisa. So let me just see. Is there one other thing I wanted to say? Yeah. Okay. So it's the new mincha. It's a new tvoa, basically. It's a reishis ketzircham alakohen. That's basically what the pasuk says, right? So it's the first of the cuttings. So it's the new season of the cutting, and the first cutting is used for this karban mincha, which is it's called the karban omer, and you do it mimacharas haShabbos. Which is basically the day after the second day of Pesach. Okay, second day of the Pesach. So he says, the Shor Shem is a condition of Sponim Mitoch HaMaisa, a chesed HaGadol Shasa Hashem Baruch Hu B'Yosav, that to remember the great chesed that God did with his B'Yosav, Chadei Shalom Shana Shana Tvol Mechia, to have a new year, every new year, we have food, L'chein Roi Lonu Shinakav Lo Baruch Hu Nana, so it's we should therefore it's appropriate to give to God of the of our new produce, the new year. Man nizkar chasdel v'tuva hagad al teran ne'emenes. So we remember his chesed and his greatness before we have hana. Mitoshia niya ru'uyim b'racha l'vracha b'hech shamayseinu alfam tisbarach t'vaseinu v'yishlam chafat Hashem banu. So through the fact that we do this mitzvah, we'll be fit for bracha, and then God... then our actions will be appropriate before God, and then God will do good for us. Because there's a shechafetz meirov tuvah beberchas briyosav. Because God wants, because of His great goodness, that His brios will have a tuv. I think they bring down here is that there's a gemara which says that on it says God says Havi lefanai omer bePesach kidei shetesbarich lachem tivuah shebesados. Says because on Pesach we're not done on tivuah. Okay, and Pesach is the din for Tvoh, because it's the beginning of this new season. So it says this, bring before me the Omer, so that we'll have a proper bracha. So the Sefer Chinuch is referencing that. It's at the beginning of the season, we have this carbon, recognize that God is the source of it, and then we'll be fit for bracha. Okay. V'nistavinim is a v'sheni shal Pesach, lo v'rishon, it really should have been, I guess, in the Rishon. K'dei shalo yinar simcha v'simcha. Because you want to mix together the simcha. So yeah, since you have the simcha of the... he says, I'm trying, so you don't want to do that. So now, this is a simcha, I guess, at the beginning of the season. So then you use that to bring a carbon. So it does, it pushes it to the next day. Mimacharas HaShabbos. Okay, fine. So it's basically a carbon of the new produce. That's the punchline here. It's a carbon of the new produce, which is a bringing to recognize that God is the source of the new God. Saying Lel Tzvav is reserved especially for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So besides for all the chagim have different components of hashgacha and components of the agriculture, they're all mixed together. But it's Tzvav is like a special focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it didn't want to do it then. So he says he pushed it to the next day. But it's like it also deserved being at the beginning of chag because it's really a part of the chag, and the chag is related to the katzir. But it's like because of the uniqueness of Tzvav, wanted to focus exclusively on the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Didn't want to mix it in, so kind of pushed it till the first Avel Artumim, maybe Machras Shabbos, right after that. Okay, fine. And this is the carbon of Sorum, okay, of barley. Okay, then the next mitzvah, so I'm skipping the rest of it. The next mitzvah he says, and now with this mitzvah, there's also an Isser. And that's the mitzvah Shin Gimel, Shlola Echol Mitvo Yechadash, Akodem Kalos Yom Yirvav Benisan. You're not allowed to eat from the new produce of this year before the day is over. Okay? Before the end of the 16th day. Okay? So it says, Shalecha Alecha Mitvah Chadash HaKodem Kalos Yom Shishas of Nisan. So you're not allowed to eat from the new produce until the end of the 16th of Nisan. Shneamar v'lachom mekali v'charma lo sochlo aratzon ayamaza. So you're not allowed to eat from the noose at the beginning of the season, so you could have some produce before this date. It could start growing. But you're not allowed to eat it until it's called chadash, right? It's Yisro chadash, it's the new produce from the new year. You're not allowed to eat it until this date. Until the 16th of Nisan. Okay? But you'll see, it's not so simple, because if you... Till the end of the day, we'll see, let's read a further. It says, Nishroshi ha-mitzvah, he says, Lefisha ikar mechiyasan shel brios yibetvo. So the main sustenance of man is through tvoa, through produce, the grain, I guess. V'alkein roi lahakir mehem karban lahashem, asher nasnam terem yehenu mehem briyasan. So it's fit that you bring a karban to God who gave them before you have hana. So it's saying is, it's not just that it's a mitzvah to bring a karban, but it's a mitzvah to bring the karban before you eat from it. So it's like an isser for you to eat from it before you bring this karban, and that's this isser of chadash. Okay, in Masha Amruzal Bedomo, is that kol hananamel and zeblah bracha mal? Just like if you eat before you make a bracha, it's like meila, right? It's like kachem. So you have to make a bracha. So you're saying similar to that, just like before you eat regular food, you make a bracha. So too, before you eat produce, you bring the karban omer. V'chol zeh lahachshe atzmenu, to prepare ourselves as a near in the kabbalah mitzvah, so we fit to accept His goodness. The kamosh accept the safe upon rabbis. Okay, you see that's a theme. Biyom yudvav benisan, and what's this date? Hainu makrivim bisman habayis kavan omer mitzvah chadashim. So that's the date. It's not just an arbitrary day. That's the day which in the time of the mikdash they brought the kavan omer. Ki he hativua hamivakeres yosem anochitim. So you bring from sorim because sorim is ripened first. He materas kol tvos, and this is matir. So that carbon is matir all tvos. Okay, so that carbon, the date is the date of the carbon, and that carbon, which is first, the first of the tvos, is from that, and then matir is the isra chadash. Okay, so the isra chadash becomes mutter after with the omer, but it's not. That's what the sikh is about here. Is it exactly? Is it the date? Is it the carbon? Is it one? Is it the other? Is it both? What exactly is the matir of this isser? So the isser again. So you have the isser of chadash. You're not allowed to eat from the new produce of the new season. You can't just cut it and eat it until the 16th of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, which is the day of the Omer, the Hakravas Omer, something like that. And there's the Omer, the carbon Omer, which is the basic idea he's saying is like a recognition of God as the source of your produce through bringing carbon Hashem, and that's somehow matiring the Esser. Okay? So this is just some background. But the sugya is going to be about when exactly the thing becomes mutter. Okay? When does the Chadash become mutter? When does it become mutter? Okay. So, right, okay. There's a big shiloh, by the way, nowadays. I don't know if we'll get to it or not. Maybe we will. But nowadays, whether the Esser of Chadash is no Egen Chutz La'aretz. It's machlokas rishon, whether it's known in chutz la'aretz. It's machlokas. There's a machlokas. There's d'oraisa, there's d'rabbanan. It's knowing altogether. So I mean, nowadays there are some people who are machmir about it, and they won't eat chadash until I guess this date. You know, so they won't eat. They look at the label. I mean, it's kind of complicated, but in theory, it's called yashan, right?
How do they know?
Well, things in the bakery. A lot of bakeries they say yashan. We only sell yashan. We don't sell chadash, which means stuff from the old, you know, from the years older grains, which a grain which has already gone through a date of Tazai, you know, Tazai Nisan. So if you have produce grain from a few years ago, so it's already been hutar through the Kavos Omer, you know. So you have to know when the grain was produced, you know, when it was grown. So there are. If it takes root after the carbon omer, then you have to wait until the whole new. That's the way it works. If it goes on and takes root. So if the grain takes root, let's say now, after Pesach, so now it's not going to be mutter when it grows, it's not going to be mutter up until next year's 16th of Nisan. And so that's the way it works. Is that any grain is only mutter until when it passes. After it takes root, when it passes one of these, you know, to this date. So there are ways, I think there are ways on packaging. So unlike bakeries, say the Yashan Chadash, you know. But there's, I think on packaging, there's like, you know, all those funny letters on packaging, like it has these funny codes, like but you never know its expiration date, and has all these other funny letters. I think there's a way to tell from that when it's been when the grain is found, something like that. Yeah, I think you can ask. I think Rabbi Zucca does it. I think Rabbi Zucca does it. You can ask him for more details or find out what he does exactly. But there's apparently there's a way to do it.
Is that the Rahu
Shita? I think Rav Aaron used to keep it. I think that, I mean, it's a simple pshat. I think I haven't been through this part of the sugi, but the way they say it's like plain pshat as you have to do it. But some there's a kula based upon the Bach or a Viki Vager. I don't know, I've heard different things quoted. I don't know what it's based upon exactly, but it's a kula that the world in large relies upon. But it's like apparently it's like a kula. It's like some sort of sophisticated kula that gets us out of it. But and we'll make it like it. But I think this plain pshat is that you're chayiv in it. They're just almost everyone's, you know.
Right.
I think around Soviechik. I don't know what the Rav did. I'm not sure. But I think around and.
So how would it work?
Yasha knows the things are mutter. Anything which is already taken root, the time of the karban, become or time of the date or the time of the karban, just becomes yashan. It becomes old. It means it's past the karban. But anything which has not yet lived through a karban omer through that date is called chadash. So chadash is matir, anything which has undergone, which is around at its time. The Karban Omer is matir, or the time of the Karban Omer is matir, anything which has taken root already at that point in time. Only matir things which have already taken root. So if you bring the Karban and then you plant something the next day, then there's no hatter, then that thing's also until next year's Karban.
Is there most stuff in the summer, though?
Most stuff grown in the summer. What matters when it takes root? If you plant it and it took root already beforehand, doesn't matter when it grows, it matters when it takes root.
Takes
root, yeah. Takes root means like, well, you plant it, and it basically, whatever, however long, I don't know how long it takes, but it doesn't mean it's fully grown and ready to eat or whatever, but it means it's already been planted.
Okay,
so with that little intro, let's take a second. So the Mishnah says like this. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Mishakara ha'omer huter chadash miyad. So when they bring the, so this is in time of Mikdash. We'll see. There's a big split here. Mikdash, not Mikdash time. So when in time of the Mikdash, so when they bring the Karban Omer, right away the Chadash becomes Matar. Okay? The simultaneous with the Karban, the Karban, the Omer becomes Matar. Okay? Harachokim mutar mechatzot hayom halalan. And the people who lived far away who didn't know exactly when it was brought, so they, it becomes mutter for them from Chatzos. Because it's a guarantee, the Kohanim always did it before Chatzos. So they could, even though they don't know exactly when it was brought, so they basically waited until Chatzos, and once it's Chatzos, they know for sure that the Karban Omer was brought, Chatzos and Yerushalayim, and now they know that it was brought, and now they know, then it's mutter for them to eat it, in the time of the Mikdash. Okay, so even if you don't witness it, that's what happens. The Karban Omer is one Karban brought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. Okay? In Yerushalayim. So people who lived far away, right, like if you live in America, let's say, or something, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, or wherever it is that you live, so, or in Bavel, so you don't know when they brought it, so how are you supposed to know? So you're allowed to eat your chadash the moment they bring the Karban Omer in Eretz Yisrael. You don't know when it is, it says, they never were going past Chatzos. So once it hits Chatzos, then you're cool. Okay? So that's just a factual thing, doesn't it? Whatever. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyei Yom HaNeif Kulo Asar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Masakin that the entire day of waving of the Omer, the entire day of the 16th, is Asar. So it's not Mutter until the end, I guess, sunset, whatever, of the 16th. Okay, so later. Right, he made it later. So it's not clear. It sounds like it's a Darabanan. It sounds like Minna Torah, really. It would be Mutter earlier. Right? It sounds like it. But he was Machmir that it would be Aser all the way the entire day. Amar of Yehuda. Okay? Amar of Yehuda, back to him. It says, Mehalo Minna Torah, Aser. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai set up that it's Aser until... And the whole day? Isn't that the deal, right? So Shanem at Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Right? At Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Until the essence of that day. And he learns it means Ad V'Ad B'Chal. Okay, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So Etzem Hayom Hazeh means the daytime, not the nighttime. Okay, so it means the Etzem is like the essence of the day, which is the daytime. So it means, the question is, you could learn that in two ways. Until Adva Adbachal means until and including. So it means until the end, basically until the end of that day. Or does it mean up until that the daytime? So it's saying, as Rabbi Yehuda's learning, it means until and including. So it means until the day elapses, it will mean. So it means the Oraisa is Asar up until that point. Okay, the Oraisa up until that point. But, okay, Rashi. It's talking about when there's no Beis Mikdash. Because the Pasuk says, it's a funny Pasuk. You have the Pasuk? Says lechol nekal yikamel osachlu ad etzem hayom hazeh ad aviyachem es somar tenufa, something like that. Okay, it's coming al kechem chukasol. Fine. So it says until you can't eat it until this day until you bring the carbon. So the question is, what is it? Right. So the thing is, ad etzem hayom hazeh. He's saying is when there's no basic mikdash, it's ad etzem hayom hazeh, which means until the end of the day. Araviyach then is in time of the mikdash, it's when you bring the carbon. Right? It's like a split system. That's what Rehuda's learning. Okay, in time of the mikdash, it's whenever you bring the carbon. In time of the non-basic mikdash, so it's the whole day. End of the day. That's his argument on Reuchel Ben Zakkai. Presumably Reuchel Ben Zakkai, it's simple as saying, held that no. But the Mishnah said Reuchel Ben Zakkai held really, man, that's okay. It's a little bit strange, has to be explained. Okay, how exactly, what's the sense? I mean, you'd think you'd want a unified system, but it's not really unified. Okay, that's basically the challenge of this, like, figuring out the unification or how this whole system works. Okay, so let's look at the one. And then so the Gemara just says, fine, the Gemara just will finish up the Mishnah. It says, why are they mutter people far away mutter chatzos? So you know Bezin is never lazy or whatever, they never took their time with it. So they always did it right away and they always finished it by that point. Okay, fine. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara. Here the Gemara explains a little bit. So it turns out in the Gemara, you'll see there's two sheepers. There's Rav and Shmuel, who are unified, and then Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are gonna undergo a little bit of a Havin Maskanaj, whatever. But for now, I think for today, let's just focus on Rav Shmuel. Okay? So Rav Shmuel, the Amri Charvayu, Bizman Shabezim Mikdash Kayam, Omer Matir. In the time when there's Bezim Mikdash, the Omer is the Matir. Bizman Shabezim Mikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach Matir. It's not the carbon Omer, but it's when the East becomes lit up. Okay? Which means that, like, sunrise. I think that's a question. Rashi thinks this is a sunrise. I think, right? And the honey tzachama shall test sign. I will lay the etzemayamazah. So here it's the daytime, the sunrise on that day. Okay? On the 16th. Okay, why? My time, huh? What's the reason for this? Right? Which one's matir? So trey kroik, see, the positive is two psukim. It's really one pasuk, but there's two things. Ksiv arav yachem. Until you bring it. It's also, you're not allowed to eat it until you bring it. It says you can't eat it until this day. Okay, son, how do you resolve the two? They're not the exact same time. They're close, but they're not the same exact time. This is in the time of the Beis HaMikdash is around, namely, the Bracha Krava is the Matir. Right? It's Mutter, it's also until you bring the Karvan. This is when there's no Beis Mikdash. When there's no Beis Mikdash, then it's Asur the entire day. I'm sorry. Then it's Asur, I'm sorry, not the entire day. Then it's Asur until sunrise. Okay? Rashi. Okay, so here is a Chanitzacham Mashal Tessayin of Olelo Asur. Fine, so this is the daytime. Adesim Hayom, Ad Mari Hayom. Till the appearance of the day. Because Ad Velo Ad Bechal. So he holds until the essence of the day means until, not and including. So up until, you're not allowed to eat it up until the daybreak. Which just means up until on its. Okay, fine. Mish, fine, that's it. Okay. So that's the system. That's the system of Rav and Shmuel. Okay? The system is from normally, when there's no Omer, when there's a Karban, when the Mikdash is Mutter when you bring the Karban. When there's no Mikdash, it's Mutter in the morning. First thing in the morning. Right? Okay. Okay, so let's analyze that. Okay? What are the questions on that? Interesting altogether. I mean, to have, normally, you don't usually have, that's my knowledge, like the halachos being formulated the oraisa for when there's no mikdash. You know, it's kind of interesting how it's like, normally you talk about zechars and things like that. But yeah, that was your point. That normally, look, when you have a halacha in the mikdash, and the mikdash is there, you have a halacha. If you don't, there's no mikdash, there's no halacha. It just doesn't apply. You don't have korbanos nowadays altogether. See, but the problem is here, there's an iser. That's the problem. That's why it's not just like regular carbon. Because, yeah, carbon omer you just don't have. True. But yeah, but there's an iser here. There's an iser being to a chadash. So, now, when's that? Normally, that is an iser, and that becomes a mutter when you bring the carbon. Now, you don't bring the carbon. So, now what happens? So, you're saying is maybe the whole iser is based upon the carbon, in which case, since there's no carbon, now you'd say it should fall away. Right? You could have said that. It doesn't seem to be true, though. Yes, he does say that, but still, apparently it's not true that the Isser is only based upon the carbon.
Right.
Right? Because you see that even when there's no carbon, you see there's still an Isser.
Right.
So what then? So apparently there's an Isser has its own existence?
Right.
So if that's the case, what would you say should happen when there's no Mikdash?
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do, and therefore what?
Never.
Alright, that's what you think. If you tell me it says an Isser, so Isser is independent of the Mikdash, of the carbon. It's a separate Isser. If it's dependent on the carbon, it shouldn't be like this altogether nowadays. Elamai, you'll say it's a separate Isser.
Right.
So separate Isser, so then Omer is Matir, right? Okay, fine. So now here there's no Omer. So that's it. So there's no Matir, so it should be Isser. And even if somehow you'll say...
But sorry.
Yeah.
There's no Matir.
Right, if there's no Matir, you never get any grains. Okay. Tough break. Tough break. So what would you say to that? I mean, that sounds harsh, right? But how then would you be able to? So the simple pshat is, so you need new matir. So the matir is the covering the carbon, but Torah knew that you're not always going to be able to bring the carbon, so the matir is the day. So you have a split, two matirs, right?
But what kind of matir is the day if it's not?
Right, that's the problem. Is that, see, if the matir, and this is what I think maybe you meant, is why Rabbi Yehuda is a little easier. See, if you'll say Rabbi Yehuda, then the matir, if you don't bring the carbon, then the end of the day is the matir. Right? So, nor if you bring the base of carbon, then that's a matir earlier. But if you don't, then the end of the day is the matir. But if you're telling me that the beginning of the day is the matir, so then when the time of the mikdash, why don't I just say it's mutter once the day comes in? And as we say, there's two matir, there's a second matir, the day is a matir, so then why isn't it a matir when you have the carbon?
Right.
So he says, no, you got to wait to bring the carbon.
Right.
So why not? Why isn't it? Why could the day be a matir, the beginning of the day be a matir when there's no mikdash, but when there's a mikdash, no, then it's not going to be a matir. If there isn't a matir, there's not a matir. It's funny to say that in the time of the no mikdash is going to be earlier than the mikdash, because that same event, which is a matir, is there in the time of the mikdash also. But somehow, like the mikdash, it's like delaying the matir or something. You know, it's like a strange whole thing altogether is a little strange to have this two matirs.
Right?
I mean, something strange about the whole system. Right? Okay, so let's get some more pshat. So let's go further. So you have here, but this is the first problem. I mean, we're going to have to take a problem Shmuel. But the problem in this area is like to find your bearings in the area and to know how to get started, you know? So sometimes in doing so, it's just good to get some of the basic pshat in the area. And you never know what's going to help you or what's not going to help you, just to get, you know, familiar with the different possibilities, the different categories, the different ideas. You know, it's a good idea when you're starting a new sugya, especially. I mean, sometimes the facts are crazy complicated and, you know, it doesn't help you because it makes things more complicated. So then you kind of have to, it's usually wise to, you know, take a first step before you do that. But when the facts are relatively straightforward, I always find it's easier to just get more facts, get your, you know, sometimes there's certain points you don't realize, different possibilities, it kind of helps out. You know, so I think that's a good example. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Amri Travayish, they argue. So that was Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, again, held, in the time of the Mikdash, it's the Kakrava. In the time of no Mikdash, it's the morning, dawn, sunrise. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amri Travayu, Afilu Bizman Shmedush Kayim Eir Mizrach, Matir. Even in the time of the Mikdash, the Matir was the morning. He apparently doesn't like this split. What do you mean a split? What's the Matir? So the Matir has to be the same? I mean, I'm putting the words into his mouth, but it is the same. There's one Matir, right? The Matir is sunrise. It's very nice to say that, but the Pasuk doesn't say that. Until you bring it. It certainly sounds like it means you can't eat it. It's something. So he says, oh, the mitzvah. That's just the mitzvah. Really, it's mutter right away. But Rashi, it says, umishani lemitzvah. Mitzvah lahamtim ach Yaakov homer. Afa balav lo avar. Really, the lav really lapses in the morning. Out of yacha. But it's a mitzvah. I'm sorry, not Aviyacham. That's a mamazah. But it's a mitzvah to wait until you bring the karma. It's a mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is. What kind of mitzvah there is. But mitzvah. The Rav, as opposed to Rav and Shmuel, who are saying, they both have the same fact, is that when there's no mikdash, it's mutter in the morning. When there is a mikdash, then it's not mutter until you bring it. But Rav and Shmuel were learning that it's the lav extends until you actually bring the carbon, and you have the split matir of the eser, right? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh are saying, no, the lav is the same. Lav is always the same. It's always that you do it as mutter in the morning. The lav elapses in the morning. Out of Yochanan, that's a mitzvah. Separate thing. Somehow there's a mitzvah. There's a different, separate mitzvah of waiting. We should have to find the address of that mitzvah, but the lav itself, if you ate during that time, you wouldn't get malchus, right? It's not the eser. The eser of chadash is not a chadash anymore. It's a different problem. Okay, so in a certain sense, they're simpler because they don't have the split. And on the other hand, they're more complicated because they're adding in a whole new thing, right? Well, what's the mitzvah? What's the sense of the mitzvah? Okay, fine. So the Gemara asks, Misha Karav Omer Hutar Chadash Miyad. The Mishnah says, hey, the Mishnah says when you bring the Omer, the Chadash is Mutter right away. So doesn't it imply that the bringing the carbon is the Matir? Well, mitzvah. That's also a mitzvah. Yeah. That's also only a mitzvah. So even though the Mishnah sounds like it's saying that the bringing of the Omer is the Matir, but that's also only the mitzvah. It's also only the mitzvah. It's not the Lav. Omer Haya Matir B'Medina Shtei Alecha B'Mikdash. There's another Mishnah which says that in the Medina, the Omer was the Matir, and the Shtei Lachem is the Mikdash, which means that just as a fact, it's interesting to know, is that when you brought the carbon Omer, you're allowed to use produce. Okay, you're allowed to use the new produce. Okay, you're allowed to eat it. Once you bring the Omer, then all the new produce becomes mutter. But that's mutter for human use, but for person, people's use. But for carbonos, it doesn't become mutter until the Shtei Lachem. Shtei Alechem was matir you to bring the new crop in Karbanos. Okay, so whatever. That's a shuas. That's a covenant of shuas. But the point is, the relevant point here is that you see it openly says that the Omer was the matir. So now Rabbi Yerachon and Shlokesh is saying, no, it's not true. The matir is early in the morning. So he says the mitzvah. That's also just the mitzvah. And even though they're saying the word matir, really it's not matir. The Isser, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is mutter in the morning. And the fact that you can't eat the new produce until you bring the carbon, it's a mitzvah. It's not really a matir. It's using the term loosely, but it's not really a matir. Okay? Okay. Fine. So let's hold off for a second. So just to review. Okay, just to review. So you have a basic question. The facts so far everyone agrees upon is that in the time of the Mikdash, you're not allowed to eat the New Year's produce until you bring the carbon Omer. Okay, until you bring the carbon. Nowadays, you could eat it, or no, when there's no mikdash, you could eat it first thing in the morning, at dawn. Okay? Rav and Shmuel say that that's actually the way the Isser works. The Isser itself has a dual system. In the time of the mikdash, it's matir through the carbon Omer. In the time of the non-mikdash, it's mutter by the morning. Split system. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh says they're in a no split system. The Isser is always the mutter by the morning, and the fact that you can't, that it's that you're not allowed to eat until later when there's a carbon is a separate mitzvah to wait until even though it's mutter, it's a mitzvah to wait. It's a wait until you bring the carbon. Okay, it's just strange a little bit, but at least he doesn't have the split system, the split Isser. Okay, a little further. Now it says like this. So it says the Gemara asks now from the Mishnah. It says Mishachara Besamikdash Hiskan Yochan Mitzaka Shiyah Yohan Kulalasa. So in the time when they destroyed the Mikdash, really Meikar Hadin, it should have been Mutter sunrise, right? When there's no Mikdash, it should have been Mutter sunrise. But Rabbi Yochan Mitzaka said it's also the entire day, till sunset. The whole day. He's Machmir. Why? My time, huh? What's going to happen? Why did he make this sakana? Because Rechon and Zakai thought to the future. What's going to happen? They're going to eat it at sunrise, right? Then next year, Neira, quickly we're going to have a mikdash. We're going to build a base mikdash, and everyone's going to say, oh, it's mutter in the morning. Right? It's mutter in the morning. And they didn't realize the they're not going to realize that the reason why it was mutter last year was because there was no karban. But hashtadika omer matir. Right? So it's a gezera. Was that they're not going to realize, he's worried that what's going to happen is when you build a base of mikdash, there's going to be hustle and bustle, everyone's going to not know what to do. They're going to realize, oh, last year it was mutter at sunrise. Oh, it's mutter at sunrise. They're not going to realize that the reason why was because there was no karban omer. They're just going to figure that's what his mother. So Rabbi Yochanan was like, it was a gozer, it was like a gzera to protect the Yisra of Chadash, that it's usher until the end of the day. I guess you can't say until the carbon. Oh, there's no carbon. So what time are you going to say? So they said the whole day. Okay, this way they protect against a mishap. Fine. So that's a gzera. So what's the Gemara going to do with that? So it says, V'yisla'i le'tichon mitzvah, mishon mitzvah, le'ikam v'le'gzer. A gzera is usually to protect a lav, to protect an Yisra, a violation. So according to Rav and Shmuel, we'll hold that the Isser goes all the way until they bring the carbon. So they're protecting the violation of that law of that Isser. But if you say it's just a separate mitzvah just to wait until you bring the carbon, so you can make a gezerah in order to protect the separate mitzvah? Doesn't seem to be the way gezerahs work. Gezerahs are made to prevent violations, not just to make sure people do an extra mitzvah. Okay? So therefore, it knocks it off. Okay, and number of Nachman Reis like Rav Yochanan and Zaka b'shitas Rav Yehuda ben Amma. The Amma Amin Torah Aser. Shnemar Atzim Hazeh Aritzim Hashayim Mikser Abacha. So basically, he changes his story. The way it answers it is that no. Really, Rav Yochanan and Zaka holds that it's Aser De'oraisa until the end of the day. It's not a gezera. It's not that he says that really it's a separate thing of mitzvah. Because if it was a separate thing of mitzvah, it wouldn't make sense. Because this thing, how can you make a gzeirah? So it says, no, really, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that it's asur de'oraisa. Okay, this is the third possession. Because there's asur, when there's the base of mikdash, then it's mutter once you bring the karban. When there's no base of mikdash, it's asur until shkia. All the way until shkia. So it's a de'oraisa. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, his skin sounds like not. So he says, no, whatever, the Lashon really meant that he was really there, I saw. Okay? It's like a Yehuda. It says, Umiso, like, what's the Lashon Polygalel? Right? And that's what Rabbi Yehuda argues. He himself argues, says Rabbi Yehuda argues and says to Rabbi Yehuda Mitzakai, what are you saying? It's only Yasa Darabana and it's also there, I saw. So how's the Gemara now answering and saying is that the Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai meant it's also the Oraisa? Rav Yehuda's whole question on Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was, how could you say it's Darabanan and it's also the Oraisa? So it says, no, Rav Yehuda, who the Katoya, who saw Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and Darabanan Kamar? Hello, he made the Oraisa Kamar? No, he made a mistake. Really, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai meant it's the Oraisa, but Rav Yehuda didn't understand what he meant. He thought he meant Darabanan. So he asked the Kasha, it's the Oraisa. But really, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's what he meant the whole time. He meant the Oraisa. Hiskin sounds like he made a takana. It sounds like a darbanan. My Hiskin, Dorish Hiskin. He was Dorish and he was Masakin. But it was really, he was just enforcing the Deraisa. Okay? The punchline is you have a third position, which is this Shidur of Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is that really it's a Deraisa. It's Aser all the way up until when there's again a split system, but the split is the opposite. Is that when there's a Mikdash, it's Mutter once you bring the Karban. When there's no mikdash, it's aser all day long, later, until sunset. Okay?
It's the same in terms of the
Mikdash.
Okay? In
time of the base of mikdash, it's the same. Yes, right. The bringing of the carbon, exactly. But the question is, it's a big difference though, practically, is when there's no mikdash, when's it asr? Right? When's it asr? Is it asr the whole day? Or is it asr only in the morning? Right?
It's still the same question. I mean, how is the end of the day amatir?
Yeah, it's still going to be the same question. How's it working? Somehow it's a little easier to sit to understand the end of the day, but still you have the same question. The problem with the split system is still the same. Yes, but it's different. I mean, it's not exactly the same thing, so it has to be, you know, explained. But yes, it's different. It's similar in that it's a split. It doesn't seem like the Gemara is happy. It doesn't seem like the Gemara goes with that. Yes, you still have two different models. So they're basically the positions. I mean, yeah, you go through them and get the facts straight a little bit, but this is basically the positions. Okay, so we'll spend the next week or two or three trying to work all these guys out. I mean, there's a lot of different positions. There's a little Tosis we're going to get to at some point. There's Tosis on the bottom. So there's different permutations, problems, issues, but this is basically, I mean, so we're going to start with tomorrow, I think, is let's see if we can make sense of Rav and Shmuel. Can't make heads or tails of Rav and Shmuel. You could ask a question. A question comes up. Let me ask you what you think. According to Rav and Shmuel, in the time of Mikdash, what's the matir? Carbon, right? So let's say they don't bring the carbon. Then what happens? Then what? What do you think? So it's, let's say they don't. For everything they don't bring. So that's it. It's us forever. So that's one possibility. No, it's on that day. So one possibility to say is that it's us forever. The other possibility, which I think Tosa says, is that Tosa and I forget where. Rosh Hashanah, like you'd give him or something. He says it's us until the end of the day. You don't bring the carbon. Once the zman of the carbon elapses, then that's it. You don't bring the carbon. So then you hold this mother. Mother once time elapses. If you, until you actually bring, you could bring it all the way the whole day. But once the time is over, then it becomes mother.
Is that because that's the last, at the end of the day?
Yeah, it seems it's the last.
Chance to bring it is over?
It seems that way. It's not because he doesn't really hold by the end of the day. That's Rebuta. He doesn't hold by the end of the day. But that's it. You're not bringing the carbon anymore, so what are you going to do? And, but it's not clear, okay, how does that work though?